session is more, you know, your basic biblical studies, how to study the Bible is observation, interpretation, and then what? Application. So this is not going to be that kind of class. What we really want to do is we want to do a lot of observation and then application. So I want you just to observe about the generations. And then what you need to do is press yourself as the counselor and say, with this information, then what do I do differently? How do I minister to these generations of women? However, how do I do this without changing, one, who I am, and certainly without changing the word of God? Amen? But there are some notable things that we want to mention. Now, we're not going to spend a lot of time dialoguing about all the generations. We are going to talk about them, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time covering them because everybody's heard about the boomers and the busters and all that, right? So we're going to do some of that just to refresh our memory. But the main goal of the session is for you to press yourself to say, as a counselor, what can I do differently in ministering to this generation? Can I pray for us? Lord God, we thank you for this day. We bless your holy name. We're so grateful that you woke us up this morning with more grace and mercy than we truly do deserve. We ask for your forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. There are so many things that we've said and done that just did not match you, Lord God. So even now, we ask for your cleansing and your washing, and we thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, please speak to our hearts. Convict us if there's any sin, God. Teach us, and we will truly be taught. Help us, Lord God, to do what you have called us to do even better, Lord God. All to your glory, Lord God, not to our glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and amen. So again, our goal for the session is just to overview the different generations in order to ascertain how to best serve these generations in a counseling situation. So I'm going to ask you some questions, so feel free to talk back to me. All right? African-American church, I'm going to need you to talk to me, all right? Our other goal is to discuss different situations in the church that might lead to conflict, that might be brought up in a counseling situation based on generations. And then we're going to discuss best practices as it relates to assigning homework for counselees in different generational stages. And we want to really, really, really remind ourselves to never, never what? Compromise the word of God due to generational differences. Now, we are all in here in different generations, right? And so we are going to see things differently sometimes. But one thing I want you to remember, that the concept of generations is not worldwide. My husband and I did a mission trip over to Lebanon, and then we did a mission trip over to Kyiv. This is not a concept that they deal with over there. So this is not worldwide. In some places, it may exist, but they may call it something different. It may not be busters. It may be something totally different or different age ranges. These are general guidelines. Can you say that with me? General guidelines. They are not going to apply to everyone. It may not even apply to you. But here's the key point, the things you need to remember. Generational preferences and concerns may change through the years, but God will what? He will never change. Generalizations are a good science, but it's not good ministry. All right? It's a good science, but it's not good ministry. You've got to remember, we're generalizing a whole group of women. Don't you hate when people do that? But we're going to do that just for a little while today. All right? So we need to be cautious and remember that Jesus Christ is the same today and forevermore. Now, in the end, regardless to how old you were, how your mother dressed you, whether she tied your shoes up funny or not, regardless to the situation, we are all responsible to learn and grow. It cannot be an excuse with a counselee that, well, you know, I'm 99 and a half. It also can't be an excuse. Well, I'm 16. I'm a sweet 16. So therefore, okay, have we not seen this? Right? We are all responsible as believers to be faithful followers of Christ. Now, I'm not really going to cover a lot of scriptures, but I do want you to write these down and go home and look at them. Because in the end, the church has a responsibility to teach, exhort, and encourage, rebuke, and discipline one another. Now, I want someone while they're writing that down to read for me 1 Corinthians chapter 13, We probably know it by heart. But who would be bold enough to stand and read that loudly for me? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Okay, so I'm going to stop you as you go. As counselors, we are what? A noisy? If we do not have what? So the goal is going to be love no matter the generation. Keep going. Yes, ma'am. I am nothing if I do not have what?
Love.
We need to remember that we are to love all generations. Keep going. Whoa, love is what? You see how fast we went by that patience? Love is patient. Because we don't want to hear that, right? When your counselee is back for the third time and you're saying the same exact thing that you've said 99 times, love is patient. Love never fails. Amen. Love never fails. So as we're talking about these different generations, we need to remember that love what? Love is patient. Love is kind. No matter how many times they come in and sing that same old sad story. Have you not heard it? Love is patient. Love is kind. This is where you got to look in the mirror and go, love is patient. Love is kind. Oh, I'm talking to me. Yes. Love is patient. Love is kind. All right. Let's seek to understand the different generations. Generational birth dates and ages are intended to be clues, not a box. Remember, these are clues, not a box. And I've given you a handout with some of this information. Therefore, you will see different sources and people will give differing dates and age ranges. If you've done any research on the generations, you'll see that it ranges. You know, some may say it starts here, it starts, stops there. We're just going to use a big scope and call it a general, not a box. A person born 5 years before or after the stated beginning or ending of a generation can exhibit all or most of the characteristics of that generation. These people are referred to as cuspers. So when we're talking about it, and I ask you to raise your hand if you're a boomer or a buster or whatever, you go, well, maybe not me. Maybe you were born on the cusp of the ending of one and the beginning of the other. So some of the things are a little different, or you have a mixture of both. Also, maybe your parents were older. Maybe your parents were 55 and had you. So therefore, you were raised a little differently than the rest of the world, right? So you may not necessarily fit in this box, which is why we're saying it's not a box, it's a generalization. Now, I want to understand the generations with you for just a moment. And I'm going to take this journey by giving you a look into my family and the generations. The first ones out the box are the builders. They were born prior to 1946. Where are all my builders? Yes, ma'am. Born prior to 1946. This is my great-grandmother, and that's me. She was the seed planter in my life. She was the one who started my journey with loving Christ and loving God. Now, below to the right here, is my husband's grandmother. She is a builder. That's his mother. She's in a whole other generation, but I just love this picture. That's his grandmother right there. And you all can pray for us because she passed away on last night. Aww. And we weren't there to be with her in her journey. We knew she had a ticket. The train was coming. We just didn't know it was so soon. So please pray for our family. She's a builder. Then there are the boomers, which would be his mother on the left. And then these are my parents. They are boomers. This is born between 46 and 64. Where are all the boomers? Woohoo! Yes. Feisty little boomers. You wait till we start talking about them. And then there are the baby boomers, right? They are also called busters or Gen Xers. This is 65 to 83. This is me and my husband. So where are all my baby boomers? Yeah, that's us, right? That's the majority of the room. 65 to 83. And then you have this generation that we probably have heard the most of right now, right? The millennials. You hear it everywhere. The millennials this, and the millennials that, and the millennials are hard-headed. Where are my millennials? Yeah. Yeah. Now, you would have think they would have been louder than the boomers, right? They are also called Bridgers and Generation Y, born between 84 and 2002. These are our two daughters. These are our millennials. And then there's Generation Z or post-millennials or whatever they're going to call them. This was from 2002 until now. This is our oldest grandson, Jeremiah, and the number two. We have four, so we've numbered them. This is number two, Cameron, And that's number 3.